super random question. What is the strangest, weirdest, most odd thing a stranger has asked you? Our phone number is 833-287-1037. I'm asking this question because a seemingly normal person, while I was in LA 2 weekends ago, walked up to me while waiting for a red light and asked me if A, I had some chapstick, and B, if I did, would I lend it to him?
Yeah, that's not something you loan.
No, I don't have chapstick. And hard no, I'm not sharing it with you. Strange person. Who knows what's going on with that mouth? I wouldn't share my chapstick with a friend, let alone a rando who walks up to me at an intersection in West Hollywood.
Hey, man, you got some chapstick? Can I borrow it?
Do you think he was hitting on me, honestly? What a random thing to ask. Of anything.
Maybe a light, chap lips.
A light, some spare change for the meter? Chapstick?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Jessica, producer Jessica?
Have you guys never had those where your lips are so chapped and so dry?
Yes.
And you're just like, I will take chapstick from anywhere at this point.
Have I had chapped lips? The answer is yes. Have I ever thought to ask a complete stranger to borrow chapstick to remedy my chapped lips? Absolutely not.
You don't know what this guy's going through.
I will walk to a CVS. I will walk to a Walgreens. Or I'll wait till I get home.
Oh, I've been in that desperate situation in my car. And I went through everything in my car. And finally, I found some hand lotion. And I'm like, will that work? Oh, I don't know. But yeah, that's odd. That's odd.
In that time, though, Tammy, while you were frantically searching for a lip moisturizer, so much so that you settled for skin lotion, did you ever think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull over and ask that random person crossing the street if I can borrow some chapstick. That thought never crossed your mind, right?
I guess.
What's the weirdest thing a stranger has asked you? Or maybe you've got no problem asking a stranger for chapstick. Yeah, right. I'd really like to pick your brain as well.
I was at the grocery store yesterday with my daughter, and there was a guy standing in line next to us, and he looked at us, and he asked something, and I said, excuse me, what? And he said, do you play Scrabble?
Oh, that's a random question to ask a stranger.
I said, yeah, sometimes. That was weird.
What did
I was
he
waiting.
Say? Was there any follow-up?
I was waiting for, like, my wife and I are stuck in there. What's the rule? No, just asking. Okay.
Wow, what a weird. Maybe he was trying to pick you up. Do you play Scrabble? Because you're a triple word scorer.
Oh, my God. You would have think he would have said the rest of that. But no, it was just, I don't know. It was very strange. And a normal looking guy.
All right.
You know?
So, two normal looking people, seemingly. One asking me for chapstick, no. Or a stranger at the store yesterday asking Tammy, random question, do you play Scrabble? Good enough. See you later.
Yes. Weird, huh?
833-287-1037. What is the strangest thing a complete stranger has asked you? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Why, no, random stranger, I will not loan you some chapstick. What's the weirdest random thing a stranger has asked you? John and Tammy, 833-287-1037.
Mandy and Ramona, what's the weirdest or strangest thing someone has asked you?
So when I was about 19, I was on my way home from TJ because I live in San Diego, and a guy who had like really chapped lips, he asked for some chapstick. It was gross. We were like, no.
Either that or you just say, here, take it and keep it.
Yeah, right. We were like, sorry, we don't.
Another chapstick. More common than I thought, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah. Especially on the way home from TJ at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Who knows what's going on there? Kiki, Tammy, Kiki's 13 years old. She lives in San Marcos. Hi, Kiki.
Hi.
What's the strangest thing a stranger's asked you, Kiki?
Okay, well, I was at the store by my school, and I was getting food, and I was at the checkout line, and I was getting the things, and as I was leaving, some random kid I've never seen before is asked, like, walked up to me and was like, are you stealing? And they were right behind me in the checkout line. And I was like, no.
And this is a kid your age, Kiki?
Yeah, like 1 year below me.
Wow, right. Look at the mini undercover detectives they're hiring at grocery stores now. 12-year-old detectives, that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
So, Kiki, how did you respond after the person accused you of stealing?
I was like, no. Why would you ask that? And they're like, oh, okay then. And they just walked away.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was trying to maybe flirt with Kiki. What do you think, Tam?
I don't know.
an odd way to go about doing it, but we're not that bright, Kiki. Maybe he was. Maybe he liked you. Did you ever think about that?
That is not.
That's a great
answer.
Nor
do I want to, sir.
That's a great answer. I love it.
All right, bye, Kiki. Have a good day at school, okay? Be good to your mom and dad.
Bye.
Now, if someone randomly approaches you and says, say, do you know the sneaky sound send-off on KSON? Maybe you can say yes, you do.